Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it. Up to $2,000 in value for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan. And iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
You know, the reason we're getting into this specific artist today is because the pivotal thing to point out is that not only is she singing, not only is she rapping, but she now has a track with an interpolation of the 90s hit Kiss Me by Sixpence, None the Richer, which obviously, like I say often, if you have a single along, if you have a sample along with your single, there's a higher percentage that the masses will enjoy it for the simple fact that the nostalgia factor kicks in. So when Lisa has a track Rockstar, when she has a track New Woman featuring Rosalia, which you can look up on podcast platforms to hear my coverage of that. But then she comes back with a new track, well, a newer track, Moonlit Floor, that came out October 8th. And the actual projections for Billboard is October 19th, 2024. I forgot what I said about the October thing. But basically, I was just saying that the Billboard Global predictions for October 19th, 2024, has Moonlit Floor at the 30th most played track in the world with around 101 units sold. So as far as the longevity is there, as far as the ultimate hold on the charts, I think it will be there. But with the track Moonlit Floor, that was released via Loud/RCA Records. You come to realize that certain samples, certain interpolations are only able to be licensed majority of the times through major label connections. Because if you're an independent artist, who in the world would license their sample to you if you're not able to give them that ROI, right? So with Lisa definitely having a successful solo career and following a lot of just different K-pop musicians as far as going solo, because if you don't know, Lisa is also a member of Blackpink and definitely remains a member of Blackpink. They're just going their separate route currently in their solo careers, because you have Jennie for Blackpink, I believe. I covered that. If you look up Jennie, Analytic Dreams, it should pop up. You have Rosie. I don't know if Rosie's from Blackpink. I totally forgot if Rosie's from Blackpink. But I know she definitely has a track out now with Bruno Mars that is inevitably going to have some type of success on the charts. Because Bruno Mars, I don't know what it is about him, but that man drops a track and it gets to the top 10 like that. Like, it's just like magic the way that this man puts out music. And the world just gravitate towards it. So with Lisa being a part of that rollout, I think that's also, well, no, with Rosie being a part of that rollout, as far as the Bruno Mars machine, I think that's just pivotal as far as her influence on the music industry. But speaking of influence, I mean, Lisa definitely has her own brand as far as being a member of the Blackpink and going solo. As the fashion industry is something that has gravitated and definitely gave more of a status to Lisa as she was announced as a house ambassador for Louis Vuitton and also still remains a prominent face for Bulgari. I don't know how you pronounce it. It's like Bull and Ngari. I don't know what that is. I've never really heard that brand, but hey, to each his own, right? So anyways, I basically say all that to say this. In the fashion industry, it seems like Lisa is, I'm not going to say more popping, but maybe that is attributing to her actual units sold as far as music consumption. Because sometimes, and A$AP Rocky is an example of this, when you're so pivotal in the fashion industry and people want to dress like you, people want to be like you, then ultimately when you come out and co-sign certain fashion trends and you're the model, let alone the house ambassador for Louis Vuitton, and you put out a track, inevitably people are going to check out that track for the simple fact that they probably didn't even know that you made music if the way that they were introduced to you was through the fashion industry. So that's why I say that, because of course Lisa is also a global artist, especially where she's from, as K-pop, arguably one of the more growing genres in music, which is why you see a lot of these different artists collabing with different K-pop artists, but arguably one of the more on the rise genres. Lisa being a part of that and continuing to be in just different industries with the fashion industry, the music industry, and of course in the States with partnering with RCA Records, just showcases how her potential influence on the global landscape, on a global scale when it comes to music consumption, is just at an all-time high. Because Moonlit Floor is inevitably going to be a hit, with the projections having it as the 30th most played track in the world with over 101,000 units sold. So that is something I wanted to point out. That's something I wanted to cover. And ultimately, I do enjoy jumping from genre to genre, because it all works together at the end of the day, because Billboard Top 100 does not discriminate when it comes to genres. Well, I mean, technically, RIAA does say you need a certain level of streams and units in America to even be like certified, but you know, that's a whole nother conversation. So with that being stated, I think Lisa is ultimately doing great work as far as creating her own brand outside of Blackpink. But do keep in mind that even though she is doing her solo thing and she's been expressing how she wants to branch out and have her own platform, Blackpink is still together, but future projects have not been mentioned yet. So technically they are still together. It was no like press release like, oh, we're going our separate ways, but right now they're just solidifying the solo careers. So with that being considered, click my link tree in my bio and let me know on one of my social medias, what do you think about Lisa's track Moonlit Floor? And do you think it's, well, actually not, let's not do that. What do you think about the K-pop influence on the music industry?
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.